Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
In the last year, sufficiently convinced by the evidence to support the benefits of walking, I doubled my step count. But how do you do that if you've got a life, a job, and other responsibilities? How do you do that if you work at a desk job? And how many steps do we really need? Today, I'm going to share with you how it is I doubled my step count and how you can do so in a way that's super achievable. Even if you have a desk job, even if it already feels like you're getting in as many steps as possible and you don't know how you're going to fit in more. And guess what? It's really, really important that you do. In fact, I want to start with a new study that looked at the effects of walking when it comes to preventing very common types of diseases. Things such as high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, nausea, heart conditions, depression, anxiety, hypertension. I mean, the list of things that most people are going to the doctors for. A new study that involved almost 400,000 people in the U.S. found that by walking over 8,000 steps per day, they were able to significantly protect against all-cause mortality, all of the diseases I just mentioned. We're not really sure, in fact, even where the recommendation came from that you're supposed to walk 10,000 steps per day, although many people hypothesize that it came from an early marketing campaign from the first Chinese company that developed a pedometer, which is something that measures your steps. Whether that's true or not, who really cares? We do know, based on recent studies, that getting over 8,000 steps is the baseline. So 10,000 steps is a great marker, but is 10,000 steps enough? What happens when we get in more than 10,000 steps per day? Well, the answer is you become a more active person. So let's start with the two different types of steps that most people achieve each day. First are the intentional steps, and these are the steps that we take when we have planned to do some form of exercise and we've decided that walking is going to be our form of exercise that day. The incidental type of steps are the steps that we accumulate by just being active, our regular everyday lifestyle. They're not specifically for exercise, but even your incidental steps need to be more intentional. And that's my number one tip. If you're looking to increase the number of steps that you get per day without necessarily increasing your total amount of exercise, I'm going to share with you how you can get more steps, more incidental steps in per day, even if your lifestyle and your job is something where you tend to have to sit at a desk for longer periods of time. Even if your current lifestyle or your career, your profession, your job requires you to be sedentary at a desk most of the day. About a year and a half ago, I looked at my step count. To this point, I'd never really looked at my step count. I didn't think I needed to because I'm a really active person in my mind. I was going to the gym for an hour every day or more and, you know, killing it. So I'm like, you know, why would I need to walk when I already exercise so hard? But when I looked at my step count, it also, because I use an Oura Ring to track it. There's lots of different ways you can track. We'll talk about that in a moment. But it showed me my step count, and it also showed me the number of hours per day that I'm inactive. And that was a really eye-opening experience. I just had never thought about the fact that I was inactive most of the day. And so I decided, okay, I want to increase my step count. At that point, I was under 7,000 steps per day, between 5 and 7,000 steps per day. And I considered myself active, but frankly, I wasn't. So the very first thing I did was like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. I need to get at least 10,000 steps in per day. So I started just adding a walk, like an evening walk, to increase my step count to 10,000. And pretty easily, I got to 10,000 just by realizing I wasn't doing anything to intentionally get the steps in, and just adding that evening walk, it helped me get to 10,000 steps. Now, the first thing you have to realize is that you need to be intentional about your exercise. And I personally have come to believe that zone 2 cardio is the best form of cardiovascular exercise for me. I can't even tell you the number of benefits I personally have experienced since increasing my step count. And I'm going to share with you how it was I've been able to double my step count. So today I am at over, well, this month I hope to hit, I know it's going to sound crazy, hope to hit an average of 17,000 steps per day. And many days I get, you know, 22, 24, 25,000 steps. And some days I get fewer, but on average, I'm for the month, at the moment, I'm averaging about 17,000 steps per day. And I'd like to get that to between 18 and 20 by the end of this year. I'm going to do that slowly. And the reason why this is so important to me is because of the incredible benefits I've experienced. My cortisol level has been cut in half. I feel more relaxed, more centered, closer to my husband, because a lot of times we will walk together. You know, we can't reduce our stress if we're always doing things really, really fast. And until I started taking up walking, even my workouts were like, there was an intensity behind them that was stressful, you know, and they were creating oxidative stress in my body by doing these high impact workouts, too many high impact workouts. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should ditch your high impact workouts completely. There is still some evidence to suggest, especially people of a certain age, a younger age, those high intensity workouts can be incredibly beneficial. But you want to couple those with low intensity, moderate intensity, longer duration workouts. And I can't tell you what a difference walking makes. Anecdotally, I can tell you that the more I increase my steps, the better my sleep score gets, especially now that I've added a morning walk where I'm getting morning sunshine. It's improved my digestion, mobility, flexibility. I no longer wake up with the same muscle soreness and aches and pains that I once did from my other workouts. And it's changed the way that I carry myself. It has helped my posture. I feel like my posture is so much better now that I've been walking because I regularly think about my posture while I'm walking. And there's a couple little tips and tricks I like to share that improve your posture when you're walking. But one of them is just kind of rotating so that your thumbs are facing forward. And when you do that, when you walk with your thumbs facing forward, it just automatically pulls your shoulders back, which makes you look taller and thinner. It helps you to breathe better. It helps improve your posture. It improves bone density. And I'm really excited about a new study I just heard about that walking with a weighted vest improves bone density in menopausal women. So guess who's getting herself a weighted vest? This girl. Like right now, I'm in the middle of a challenge where I'm challenging people to walk every day for 14 days. If that's something that you would like some help with and for me to guide you through that process, I'd love to do so. We will put a link right at the top of our show description. And if you've been wondering about Zone 2 Cardio or want to learn more about some of the other lifestyle changes that Brett and I have helped us, you know, in menopause, you know, he's going to be 54. He's 54 years old. And we've been able to drop this year, each of us, 10 pounds and 10% body fat, not by exercising more, but by like changing the things that we were doing and making some really minor lifestyle changes that helped us to decrease our stress. And they're easy. They really are. You just stack them one on top of the other. Anyways, you can check out the video that I did where I broke all of that down and then also talked about Zone 2 Cardio. I'm probably preaching to the choir. I'm sure you are already a big fan of walking. But when I do talk about Zone 2 Cardio, I will often hear people say, well, like, does Pilates count? And does Zumba count? And does my indoor cycling bike count? Yes, all moderate intensity exercise where you're staying between 40 and 60% of your maximum heart rate would count as Zone 2 Cardio if you're doing it for a longer duration. But I guess I'm really biased because I've done all those other forms of exercise. I have the indoor cycling bike. I've done the indoor low intensity dance classes. I've done all the low intensity workouts that people suggest. And I never thought that walking was going to be hard enough. I never thought that walking would keep my interest. But once I started that habit, I'm telling you, there's no comparison. And, you know, again, I don't have any studies to support this, but there's anecdotally, everyone I know who's gotten into the habit, especially of walking outside, swears it's changed who they are. And I agree. I don't know if it's Mother Nature or just being closer to God, being outside in the fresh air. Like even when we were in New York City and walking around in New York City, just being outside makes such a difference. Like you listen to sights and sounds and you see the trees and the leaves and the colors and It's so much more relaxing. And I really believe it has had a profound impact on my parasympathetic response. Like, my whole nervous system seems to reset when I'm outside. It doesn't matter whether I'm walking by the water or outside on the city streets with skyscrapers in the background. Being outside makes such a profound difference. And we do know that sunlight is one of the most important ways that you can help to reset your circadian rhythm. So doing an early morning walk where you're allowing your skin to get some exposure to the sun is going to help you sleep better. But how do you get those extra steps? And if you're like, that's great for you, Shalene, I've got to work inside all day, or where I live, the weather just doesn't permit for me to be walking outside. It's either like too hot for it to be safe, or it's like too cold and it's just not in the deck of cards. How do I get in those extra steps? Well, I'm glad you've asked. So a couple of things I want to recommend to you. These are all, like, you can take them or leave them. Maybe you're going to take a couple of these, maybe you're going to take all of these, but each and every one of them, if you stack them, you're going to get in more steps per day. And perhaps most importantly, those incidental steps, the steps you didn't plan for, but they're part of being an active person. You becoming someone who gets more activity and spends less time sitting. For me anyways, I like to mix some inexpensive pieces with some really quality pieces. And those quality pieces, this is just my own term for them, I call them fine items. I'm wearing what I would call a fine item right now. And I define that as something that's a piece that will never go out of style. And it's quality, which is hard to find, right? Because things go in and out of style. But what I'm wearing right now will never go out of style. It is a cashmere hoodie in the color oatmeal. And I'm going to put a link in our show description where you can check it out. And I'm just going to tell you, this is an investment piece, and it's the kind of thing you're going to get a ton of use out of because it's a cozy hoodie, but it's not the kind of hoodie that you would be mortified if someone saw you out in public. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you how I put this outfit together. I'm wearing my oatmeal colored cashmere hoodie with a wide leg trouser or pant in like the same exact color. So it's a gorgeous elevated look, but I'm going to tell you, I spent like less than $30 on the trousers, but the sweater was an investment because the trousers are going to go in and out of style. This hoodie is never going to go out of style. And personally, I find that you can pair like much more affordable items with quality pieces like this, and it just elevates the whole look. The sweater that I'm wearing right now is from Jenny Kane, and I actually love their site because they have a ton of pieces like that, like nothing trendy, stuff that's super high quality. Classic cuts, classic styles. Everything she does is very minimalistic. There's no like big brand names across everything. It's just very classy, but you can dress it up or you can dress it down. All of her stuff is super comfy. Anyways, I would love for you to try out Jenny Kane. You can get one of their what I call forever pieces by going to jennykane.com. And again, use code Shalene15 because that gives you 15% off when you check out. That's the promo code. They've got lightweight cashmere and warm cashmere. Like, whatever the season, they have a go-to piece that's going to work for you. Again, check it out at jennykane.com and use code Shalene15 for 15% off. One thing we know is that we were not built to just sit. We weren't built to be inactive. We were built to move. And because of our lifestyles, most of us, whether it's our jobs or just habit, we just stop moving. We sit for most of the day. So let me give you a couple of suggestions. Number one, attach the habit of standing to a habit that already exists. And the one that I chose is scrolling social media. So anytime I'm doing anything on social media, now I associate, okay, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. If I'm consuming any social media, I got to be standing. I need to stand. Even if you work at a desk job, you can stand at your desk job. You can buy a very inexpensive stand that goes right on top of your desk that'll prop your laptop up at a height where you can work on your laptop or your desktop or your keyboard at a height that allows you to stand. Standing counts as activity. An additional thing that you can do besides just standing is pace. So when I open up my phone and I'm looking at social media, I will just pace around the living room or pace around the backyard or just pace back and forth. Even just rocking back and forth counts as movement. It's less time you're spending inactive. When you're sitting, you're inactive. When you're laying down and looking at your phone, you're being inactive. When you're watching TV and laying on the couch, that's time you're spending being inactive. Now, I don't want to suggest that you have to go out and buy something special, but if it's in the budget, I would highly recommend a walking pad. Now, I will link to the top three walking pads on Amazon that are under $300. I personally have an indoor treadmill. I invested in like a full-size treadmill because this is my personal take on it. I like the idea of a walking pad. I personally haven't used one, so I really probably shouldn't be even giving you my personal opinion. But I wanted a treadmill based on the reviews that would last a long time. So I thought, you know, spend twice the amount of money, like $600-$700, get a really nice treadmill that has a little bit wider tread, a little bit wider track, a longer track. That way I can set up a stand on top of it, make it a walking desk. Somebody else can use it. I can use it on an incline, all of those things. And I expect it to be a little bit more durable. So I do get in steps by walking on my treadmill. You can get in steps by walking on a walking pad. Now, I'm not talking about you working and walking at like, you know, a 4.0 speed. I'm talking about just your normal, very slow gait where you're still able to concentrate and type at the same time. It does take some getting used to, but not as much as you would think. I remember thinking like, how could I really do things on my computer and walk at the same time? Totally. You can do things on your phone and walk at the same time. I'm able to walk at a really fast clip outside if there's no traffic around and, you know, it's a pretty safe environment, and still do some things on my phone. Of course, it's easiest when I'm listening to a podcast, watching a YouTube video, or even recording a voice note, recording messages back to my team, etc. I'll do something at the same time that I'm walking. That's another great way for you to get in those extra steps. Just walking for about 1 minute around your house will rack up about 100 steps. So if, let's say, for example, you spend 2 to 3 minutes brushing your teeth, instead of just standing there in front of the mirror, just start pacing while you're brushing your teeth, walking up and down the stairs. Any walking, it all counts. But here's an important tip for those of you who do want to track your steps. If you're wearing a tracking device, you want to wear your tracking device on your non-dominant hand to get a more accurate read of your steps. Studies have shown that by wearing your tracking device on your dominant hand, you're going to get almost 20% fewer steps recorded because this hand is often steady and holding a phone while your, you know, less dominant hand might be swinging, right? So in fact, my Oura Ring, I wear it right now on my right hand, which is my dominant hand. I'm getting a new ring to wear on my left hand on my index finger, and I'm probably not going to get an Oura Ring, to be honest. There's a couple of other brands. My husband loves one called the Ringcon, RINGCONN. I don't have a discount code for any of these things. You could use an Apple Watch. You can use your Apple phone. You can use a Garmin. You can use the Whoop Band, the Fitbit. There's lots of different ways to track your steps. And of course, you don't have to track your steps. In fact, if you're the kind of person who's like obsessive compulsive about these kinds of things, it might be detrimental to your health to get all caught up in tracking your steps because then you're like, oh my God, I can't go to bed unless I hit my step count. But for most people, here's another really interesting study. And this is a study from 2011. They gave women, middle-aged women, two of them gave them a goal. One control group, they said, exercise for a certain duration each day. And the other group, they said, get in 10,000 steps per day. And get this, the group that had the step count versus the length or duration of the workout, the step count group got twice, almost 60% more activity in per day by tracking their steps. Pretty interesting. So I think that there's a lot of validity to that. You know, just when you're tracking yourself, it just forces you to be more active. And let's face it, if you're someone who's trying to lose weight, if you're someone who's trying to, you know, reduce your body fat, then you need to burn more calories than you're consuming, right? And the best way to burn calories is just to become a more active person without having to like go to the gym for an additional hour or 30 minutes or whatever. Become a more active person. As I always say, it's like you wouldn't try to give yourself a root canal. So why would you think that you can just work through your own mental health issues? It's nothing to be ashamed of. All of us smart people have therapists, and you can have one too very affordably with Talkspace. So don't just, you know, brush aside the fact that you're under a lot of stress or that you're feeling blue or depressed because it's like gloomy outside or you've got so much to do. You have to see a family member that you don't exactly enjoy or things are rocky between you and other family members. Like, please know that there is a company out there that makes getting therapy incredibly affordable, and that's Talkspace. Getting started is the most important part. As simple as just downloading the app, you guys, or go to Talkspace.com. They've got thousands and thousands of therapists. They'll find one that's perfectly matched for you. There's other companies that do this, but Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform. It is why I've selected them to be a sponsor for our show. It's why I so firmly believe in what they do. So please, if you have thoughts or emotions that are getting the best of you, like if you just feel like you need a fresh perspective, you just want somebody to talk to, Talkspace will match you up with a dedicated therapist today. So you want to go to Talkspace.com/Shalene. Remember that link, because that link, you don't need to use a code, that link will give you $80 off your first month. And frankly, it is a phenomenal way to support the show and support yourself. All right, again, it's Talkspace.com/Shalene. Some additional suggestions to help you rack up those incidental steps are to attach walking or pacing to other habits. So for example, when you take a phone call, when you're doing a Zoom training, you could walk around with your laptop, or again, get a walking pad, or you're holding your phone. In fact, they've got this tripod. It's a hands-free tripod. You wear it around your neck. It looks really funny. But like if you're on a Zoom and you know you're not out in public, like nobody knows you have this tripod around your neck. I know it sounds crazy, but like, hey, if it's important to you to get in those extra steps, maybe invest in a few of these little gadgets. For those of you who do work at a desk job, it's worth talking to the boss and showing him or her the benefits of an active staff. Like people get in over 8,500 steps per day, have fewer doctor's visits, fewer days off, fewer days missed because they're sick, and they're far more productive. So make the case to your boss like why you should be able to have a walking pad. I'm not saying they need to pay for it, but like this is a great way for you to get in your steps. Or maybe just bring a walking pad in and don't ask them if you can have one. Just bring it in. Maybe they won't even notice. They probably don't even have a walking pad policy. I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want you to get used to this. I don't want HR breathing down your neck. So don't tell them I told you to do it. But like I'm a really big fan of like doing things and pretending I didn't know and then apologizing later. You know what I'm saying? But who's going to tell you, oh, how dare you be active at work? I don't know. Maybe they will. But if that's not an option, I strongly encourage you setting up some habits. So for example, instead of bringing your giant water bottle to the office each day, use a glass of water. That way, if it's just a small glass, like a 10 ounce glass of water, every single time you walk to refill your water once an hour, you're probably going to rack up another 200 to 300 steps. And it all adds up. For those of you who have a sedentary job where you've got to sit at your desk, you really have no choice. If this is important to you, you've got to prioritize getting a walk-in before work. Take your lunchtime and use just a quarter of it to eat your food and the other 75% of it to walk after lunch. Get in the habit of walking after each and every meal. And again, I'm not suggesting that you've got to walk with such an intensity that you're coming back to the office like with like smelly pits and you're all sweaty. No, I'm just saying, just walk. Just walk. Develop the habit of walking after each and every meal, including dinner. This is something that Brett and I did after our travels through Europe. Like we realized everywhere we went, people just looked healthier, even though like a lot of them were smoking. We're like, how are these people also, like there were no obese people. Like this is not America. In America, you look around and almost everyone is overweight. It's just totally different when you're in Europe. And we would go to these cities and everybody was so fit and trim. Now, half of them were smoking, which I don't agree with, but we're like, how are they so fit and trim? They walk everywhere and they walk after every meal. So we started doing the same thing this summer when we were traveling through Europe, and the habit is stuck. And the benefits for our relationship, our sleep, our digestion, everything. You know, we tend to even eat less and not have an alcoholic beverage at dinner because we know we're going for a walk. So it's helped us to cut back on so many things and just feel so much better when our heads hit the pillow at night. People often ask me, does it count if I walk a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon? Like, do all those steps count? Absolutely. All of the steps count, the incidental steps and the intentional steps. Now, when it comes to your intentional steps, my goal was to double my step count. And so what I did was made it a goal to during my intentional walks, like the times I scheduled to get into zone two cardio, where my heart rate is up higher, where it's a brisk walk, I'm pushing myself to go as fast as I can, I'm lengthening my stride as much as I can, I'm really thinking about my posture, and I'm thinking about getting a cardiovascular workout that I still enjoy, like I can still have a conversation. But so when I do that intentional exercise, which for me, I do a zone two walk every day because I'm addicted to it. I love the way it feels. My goal was to increase it by just 30 seconds to a minute each day. That was it. Like just 30 seconds to a minute. And in doing so, I doubled my step count in less than a year. Like almost, I think like in spite the 7 month mark, I'd already doubled my step count. And every single one of my health markers improved. It's transformed my body. I feel like my legs are stronger. It's reduced my body fat. It's helped my metabolism, my digestion, my cortisol levels, everything. So I really encourage you to think about all those ways you can get in incidental steps. Every time I sit down, I try to remind myself, okay, this is what people do when they're dying. They become completely inactive. We're not meant to just be sitting. Now, I'm not saying I'm a crazy person. I never sit. Like sometimes you just have to sit. But I think about it more often. I think about the fact that I'm not helping my body in any way. I'm not improving my longevity. I'm not improving my markers of health if I'm just sitting. I'm not saying I have to be exercising, but if I can be standing, if I can be just even moving a little bit, if I can be squatting and standing and lifting and stretching and being more mobile, I'm going to live longer, and I'm going to live in a way that's far more empowered than the current narrative around aging. So if you're looking to add more steps, I encourage you to adopt some of these habits because the research is there, but the anecdotal proof, like the personal proof that you're going to experience after just like 2 weeks of walking is going to blow your mind. And if you're looking for my strength training workout, I love to encourage you to check out my lower body routine. This one is a banger. You're going to love it. Hey, thanks so much for joining me here on The Chalene Show. I love you. I mean it. And I'll see you soon.